This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on one ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. So make sure you adjust yourselves, get your act together, so to speak. And tune in, of course. You can also tune in on Red State Talk Radio, which is where we're emanating from, Washington, D.C. Nice place to be emanating from, huh? Anyway, so we're emanating from the studios there in Washington, D.C., and a shout-out to everybody on the Red State Talk Radio Network and, of course, the Premier and Encore channels. You know, Red State Talk Radio gives you the most, listen to this, the most talk radio live anywhere in the world. 36 hours of continual talk radio. Yeah, 36 hours. I know, listen, in a day. Okay, we have two channels. And we have two channels, so we can give you that opportunity. Anyway, that's the Premier and the Encore channel. So anyway, tune in to those anytime during the day. Our show, Agenda 21 Radio, repeats on Red State Talk Radio two times a day, and of course, you'll also hear it on the Encore channel, starting at midnight, East Coast time. So if you're in the West Coast, you can listen at 9 p.m. Shocking. And that's our repeat, of course. Anyway, so many great things happening with Red State Talk Radio, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. We're going to get Scott Adams on the show here probably in the third hour, just to kind of brag about Red State Talk Radio, because it is becoming a real talk monster. And, you know, we have a lot of very important people who listen, and we have very important guests like Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich has been our guest before, and it looks like he's probably going to be returning as an encore to Agenda 21 Radio because of all the circumstances going on. We really do appreciate this. And also, tomorrow we're going to have Ryan Gerduski. for tomorrow, and it's going to be 11 a.m. Eastern, so you don't want to miss that. I just want to give you that heads up. I just got my booker just told me that. So anyway, we got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21. Right? Listen, the big news, though, the really, really, really big news, and we'll see what happens to Donald Trump's Rasmussen poll. We'll check that out at the bottom of the hour. I got to be a little bit more religious about it, I know. I do have it in the queue, and sometimes in the queue doesn't work, but we'll get that information to you. It's very important that we see where we're at with the presidential polling data. Now, some people just live and die with the polling data. We don't necessarily. What we do is we look at it and say, you know, we feel that the president is doing quite well, actually, given the data that we look at. We think the president is really, he's going to win and win in a big way. And I'm not too worried about what we're hearing about, what we're seeing about with the polling data, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, so that's just to me is a little bit more of a cloud in the issue. Any way that they can just destroy Donald Trump in the mainstream media, you know they're going to do that. That sort of seems to be the game. But anyway, we've got whole bunch of really good news coming our way, and of course this is happens to deal with the economy. Are you ready for this? That the economy in the United States economy blew it out of the wall, and with 4.8 million jobs, smack down. That's right. That's the latest data that we get right now. Is that 4.8 million jobs were started by the president? Listen, you have to give him credit. I don't care what you say. You have to give the man credit because he did actually come up with these jobs. He's the guy. Listen, it's his policies. It is absolutely his policies. If you don't think it is, let's see. Maybe we can. Hey, you know, here's another little caveat. This time, let's say 4 years ago. No, 4 years. 2012. This time of the year, 2012. The jobs were going up also. And the reason why the jobs were going up, as we found out with Chris Street, and we'll get him on to talk about this jobs number. The reason why the jobs were going up then is because Barack Obama opened up the floodgates for hiring in the federal government. Yeah, the summer of 2012, just going into that election. And that was one of the reasons why the unemployment rate was so low. And everybody kept thinking, man, he just, you know, keeps that rate down. Why? Well, he's hiring everybody to be in the federal government, as many people as possible. And it skewed the numbers. And, of course, it set it up for the election. That, you know, there's a lot of posturing going on right now coming up to this election. I know it's July. It's early July. And, of course, the kickoff really for us, it was yesterday in terms of looking at the election coming forward. So we got a lot of stuff to shove it out down to you. Get to you about the election coming up, and we're going to be doing that here on Agenda 21 Radio. But this number is absolutely an enormous number, and we're really happy to see that Donald Trump, this is coming back. There's no doubt that the economy is going to come back regardless of what the COVID virus is starting to say, right? There's no doubt about it. Economy adds record-breaking. This is from Fox Business. I love Fox Business. I just have to tell you, the Fox News people, you know, a lot of leftists going on there. Of course, when you bring in Paul Ryan, what do you expect? But the business portion of it, I really, truly like the business portion of Fox News. So the and listen to this, the unemployment rate drops to 11.1%. We're up around, 20%? Economists expected the unemployment rate to edge down to 12.3%, but we blow past that. Why do we have such great unemployment? You know, you want this number down around 3, that sort of thing. And, of course, it's not going to get there because why? The COVID virus. Okay, we're going to plug in here. Maria Bartiromo's got a few things to say about this big drop. Big jobs gain and big drop.
Lower than the actual 3 million. It's coming out right now at 2.3 million. Let's get Cheryl Cusoda. She's got the number. Cheryl.
Right, Maria. That's exactly the number. The estimate, as you mentioned, was for 3 million. A gain. It came in at a gain of 2.369. So below expectations at this moment. As we look at more headlines crossing, I do want to say that this is a big change from the number that we actually got last month, which was a loss of 2.76 million. All of this tees us up for the jobs report, which, as you mentioned earlier in the show, is going to be tomorrow because Friday is
this is tomorrow. This was yesterday's number, and we were reporting these numbers, which were really good numbers. But listen to this. U.S. unemployment rate dropped to 11.1% in June as businesses shuttered by the coronavirus pandemic earlier this year rehired millions of idle workers. The Labor Department said it in its report released on Thursday because of the 4th of July holiday that employers added 4.8 million jobs in June. Stunning number. The biggest increase on record. Economists surveyed by Refinitiv expected the report to show that unemployment dropped to 12.3% and employees added 3 million jobs. This is just a stunning number. A stunning number. May's figure was revised up by 130,000 for the additional 2.7 million jobs last month. Still, the nation's jobless rate is up 7.6 percentage points compared to the start of last year. Of course, it's the COVID virus. There are 12 million more out-of-work Americans than compared in February. Of course, that's because of the COVID virus. Shocking. And out here in California, there's more people going to be unemployed because of Gavin Newsom, Newsom's Nazis rounding up the usual suspects. And we'll be talking about that. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Really happy to see this big number for the jobs. We were just smackdown, absolute smackdown. And of course, the jobs number, the figure itself for joblessness is still around 11%. Now, the thing is that 11% is not what was expected. What was expected was that they have 11.1% is the actual jobless rate right now. And again, you got the COVID virus thing and then the shutdown and all that stuff. But unemployment dropped to 12.3%. And that employers added 3 million jobs. Says the Labor Department said in its report released Thursday, because of the 4th of July holiday, that employers added 4.8 million jobs in June, the biggest increase on record. Economists surveyed by Refinitiv expected that 12.3, and they got 11.1. So both numbers are just smackdown numbers, and the Trump administration has just got to be absolutely elated with this, and I'm sure we're going to be checking out some of the reports that are coming about the jobs and so on. There's going to be a lot more of that. We're going to get our own Chris Street to give us a few comments for a few minutes about what's going on with the jobs report. I'm telling you, this is just a blowout number. And for those of you that want to cheer on the president to the presidency, guess what? You're going to cheer on the president. You're going to cheer him on. Because the bottom line is that it's for real. And it is happening. Absolutely happening. And, you know, we're really happy to see this sort of thing going on. The Trump administration, very well deserved on this accord. Absolutely. You just cannot put it any other way. It was Donald J. Trump who's leading the charge and all this stuff. And those of you that don't think so, shockingly, guess what? It's true. It's true. He is a leader amongst leaders like nobody expected. I know I'm just patting him on the back and everybody's saying, oh, well, you just like Donald Trump. Well, of course I do. Shocking. I like Donald Trump. Can you imagine what the left is saying right now? They're apoplectic. And, of course, they're going to do everything they possibly can to denigrate these numbers and do everything they can do to distract from it. That's their game. That's absolutely their game. Now, we don't need to follow in with their game now, do we? No, we do not. We do not. Let's take a look at all the real numbers, all the real facts, and rather than to get into their kind of little hoopla that's out there. I just don't want to even go there, if you know what I mean. Okay, so there's another story that caught my eye yesterday, and I got it on my Twitter little thing here, and it's kind of interesting. And so it pops up again. Now I could not, because of the Twitter feed, and it didn't tell me the whole story. But what this was a sobbing girl, sobbing. And, you know, of course, what she was, she's young and she's stupid because she's Harvard educated. Found out. Because it didn't give me any references. She was crying because she lost her job. And she lost her job because, guess what? People saw her little TikTok and how she was bragging about Black Lives Matter. Blah, 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 blah. So now we get the full story. I didn't get it. It just popped up here on as a social media story on Fox Business. So, listen, it's a fresh opening. I did not open this. I was kind of waiting to get to this because I'm kind of excited. This is the way these kind of things work. This is, well, we'll turn that down. I guess they might even have, this is Fox with Flash Top. Oh, that's no big deal. The Harvard graduate who said in a TikTok video that she would stab anyone who told her all lives matter. Okay. It says revealed in a new pair of recordings that she has lost her job over the perceived threats and ensuing fervor. Oh no. Stand up for Black Lives Matter put me in a place online to be seen by millions of people, a teary Clara Jenover said in a new video posted Wednesday afternoon. Shocking. You know it's Thursday already? Come on. Anyway, where'd yesterday go, right? It says a new video posted Wednesday afternoon. The job that I worked really hard to get and meant a lot to me has called me and said, you're fired because of everything. That I did the Donald Trump, you're fired. You know, I did that little thing for her. I just thought I'd help her out the door. Now, listen to this. This is, says Jenover's LinkedIn account lists her as an incoming government and public business service and analyst at Deloitte, a UK-based accounting firm. During the video, Jenover gestured to what appears to be a page from the company's website and noted that she was axed, even though they claimed to stand against systemic bias, racism, and unequal treatment. Jenover, who graduated from Harvard in May with a degree in government and psychology, went viral after posting a video to the platform railing against people who have the nerve. The sheer entitled caucasity. You know, in reference to Caucasians, to say all lives matter. I've never heard caucasity before. I've never heard that one. You racist Caucasians out there. I guess that's what she's saying. Okay, here, I'm going to play a little bit of the sob for you, and I want you to feel so broken up about our little Harvard graduate, Jenover. I want you to feel so hard. I want you to feel really bad for this racist bigot. Right. This is how it hurts race. You Caucasity people. This is what we have done to this racist bigot. We have driven her to tears. Right. No hatred in this woman's heart.
I know this is what Trump supporters wanted. Because standing up for Black Lives Matter put me in a place online to be seen by millions of people. The job that I had worked really hard to get and meant a lot to me. Just called me and fired me because of everything. I don't know if everyone's seen, but it's been circulating a lot. My Black Lives Matter TikToks were picked up by conservatives and spread and shared, and people were demanding that I be fired, which I just got. My job that I worked really hard for. Even though they claim to stand against systematic bias, racism, and unequal treatment. So do the thousands of Trump supporters sending me hate messages, death threats, and violent messages. I'm still not going to stop talking about and defending Black Lives Matter. You can't take away my spirit and my devotion towards human rights.
Wow, well spoken from a racist bigot. All lives matter, honey. Not just lives you perceive to matter. So if all lives matter, that doesn't mean everybody else's lives matter. Is that what you're saying? I mean, you know, let's talk about caucasity for this girl. I mean, this is a whole new dimension for me in thinking. Caucasity. But you see, this is what Andrew Breitbart was talking about. Derrick Bell. Critical race theory. This is the end game for that story. Get it? Caucasity. Okay, you caucasoid, here you go. A little bit of caucasity coming your way. Is it a word? You know, we're going to come up to a break right now. because we are a free market capitalistic organization. And money is important, of course. We've got to keep the bills being paid. But we're, in the meantime, I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to look up the term caucasity. Does it have to do with Caucasian? I don't know. I've never seen it before. I had to stop and stutter and go, what is that word? We're going to find out. All you caucasoids, because all lives matter.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We've got Chris Street with us, and we're going to talk about that jobs number. But first of all, I want to get into the story. This is the main story, the girl who got fired by Deloitte. Which is a pretty good idea to fire the bigot. She used the word caucasity. Caucasity. So I looked it up. And this is what I have. Caucasity is the audacity of white people, meaning the willingness to take bold risks only white people feel safe doing. She had the, this is how it's used, she had the caucasity to name her child Levi. Another one. Caucasity from the Wiktionary, whatever that is. Says unaccountable. Oh, uncountable. All right. Slang, especially African-American vernacular, humorous or derogatory, stereotypical, especially arrogant or entitled whiteness, Caucasianness. There's a word. 2007. See, these are all new words, by the way. I just wanted to let you know they're kind of fresh out of the bigot box, if you know what I mean. Anyway, we got Chris Street with us, and Chris, these jobs numbers just blow it out of the park, don't they?
Well, absolutely, Paul. And I think the most interesting, you know, this is not a one-time, change to the upside. You know, consistently, the crash was the biggest in history, and the recovery has been the biggest in history. You know, it's interesting that most people sort of have a box of what the high and the low number they could possibly think could be out there, and the absolute high number was 5 million. I mean, we're, you know, 4.767 million jobs is virtually right at the absolute top of the Wall Street analyst estimates. And we know Wall Street analyst estimates never show too much enthusiasm, right, Paul?
Yeah, right.
So normally when you see right. a Wall Street analyst say 4.7 million jobs, you go, yeah, that guy's got a little bit of a, you know, blowing smoke, so we'll knock it down to about 3, you know.
Right.
But this is truly a big number. It shows that it's coming back. It shows what it really shows is the underlying strength of the U.S. economy. Had you not had the coronavirus, would have been just absolutely spectacular. We'd be talking about, you know, unemployment rates not even seen since maybe the 50s.
Well, you know, the other part of it too is that Donald Trump has always said, and I really believe this, that this attack on us by the virus and all this other stuff and the Democrats and what they're trying to do here, the patient wasn't sick to begin with in terms of the economy, which means, like you said, the economy was booming, and had we not had the coronavirus, it would just be totally out of control booming right now. But this portends, I think, the future for the next several months, don't you? That jobs and jobs and jobs are going to come back. They're going to do whatever they can to stymie this, of course, by saying California's out of control and we got millions of people out of work, blah, 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 because of the virus and Gavin Newsom and his little stunts. But I think clearly the jobless rate right now, that's 11.1%. That's another blowout number. They were expecting 12.3%, then they ended up with 11.1. Clearly, the trend downward is our friend here.
Well, and also, Paul, you know, they're making revisions to prior months, or adding another 190,000 jobs in May. So, you know, these numbers are difficult to estimate to start with, but you know, it's coming much, much better than expected. You know, we're dropping from about 19.1% in May to 14.7% in April, and you know, declined even further. So, you know, where do we go from here? You know, and I think the issue is that America's with Trump just doing a modest amount of closing the border and a modest amount of controlling HB1s, you can see how big the jobs numbers have been for Americans. It's just absolutely hilarious to me when I listen to the Never Trumpers talk about how that Trump has destroyed the world. You know, he's a man without a philosophy. I think that's what Bolton said. He's a man without a philosophy. Well, you know, if you're practical, is that better than being a philosophical extremist? So whatever the game here. It's working out for the American people. What is not working out for the American people so far is the number of folks who believe that America's moving in the right direction. It's been interesting that the Democrats just been pounding away at Trump, and every once in a while they'll get him down to about 42% thinking he's doing a good job in polling, but then he bounces back up. One of the things that they have absolutely hammered, and you really need to put this in perspective, is what's called right direction. America's going in the right direction. Trump put those numbers closer to 50%, whereas Obama was somewhere in the 20s. But although the economic numbers are coming back, the June 21 to 25th, you know, right direction, wrong track number is 24%. Which is an absolute new low for President Trump.
Well, you know, I want to. The numbers came out from the Rasmussen presidential tracking poll, daily presidential tracking poll. And keep in mind, on Monday, he was at 42%. Today, he's at 46% for jobs approval. And we see this trend. The weekend, he gets beat down, and then he comes back strong by Friday. So we'll get one tomorrow from them on this, but it's right. A clear trend that he's never really left that bandwidth, you know, Chris. When you take a look at the graph, where the total approval between Obama and Trump, and you know, you take a look at it, like today, Obama, the job approval rate was 46% back in July 2nd, 2012. But if you take a look at the both of their on the both of their comparisons over the last 4 years, they're relatively in the same boat. You know, they kind of don't deviate much from 42% to 50%. That's the trend line all the way through. In fact, some days they're tracking exactly the same figures like today. What does this mean overall going forward? Is there any tea leaves that you can see in this Rasmussen report? I think it's the only, sustainable. I was going to say sustainable. That's a bad word. But I think this is the only stable platform I see right now that's out there amongst the polling numbers anyway.
Well, just putting in perspective that it's, you know, the right direction, wrong direction has dropped from, I think in March it was something like, or late February, it was something like 45% thought we were going in the right direction and 51% thought we were going in the wrong direction. And Americans always hate their politicians. But it's, you know, it's literally been cut in half now. And it'll be interesting to see that these economic numbers, if they come back, how that changes the trend. It's very clear that that the United States needs workers. You know, this is the justification, of course, for bringing in illegal aliens and bringing in HB1s because, you know, we need workers, but we need wage breaking. You know, Trump didn't play that game, and it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. But the jobs number is obviously driving the stock market. I mean, people like to say this is just all speculation, you know. Stocks are look into the future. They don't look at the present. And the kind of numbers you're getting here, you know, in jobs, I mean, that's looking in the rearview mirror, are just spectacular.
Yeah.
You know, regular analysts have so missed, you know, the recovery. It was easy to understand if you shut down the economy, you're going to get a really deep economic dive. And it's really easy to understand that Democrat states have seen this as a political ploy and have done everything possible to make it even more extreme. But it's, you know, as you said, you know, it's hard to keep President Trump down, and it's even harder to keep the American economy down.
Yeah. We're going to join right now, Chris, for a few minutes. The president is making a comment about the a live comment. Here we go.
And they're getting under control just now. And Europe was way early. And they're getting under control. We followed them with this terrible China virus. And we are likewise getting under control. Some areas that were very hard hit are now doing very well. Some were doing very well, and we thought they may be gone, or they flare up, and we're putting out the fires. But other places were long before us, and they're now, it's a life, it's got a life. And we're putting out that life because that's a bad life that we're talking about. But all of this suggests that workers are confident about finding a new job. The stock market is soaring with the best gains in over 20 years. In the second quarter, the Dow Jones increased 18%. This is in a quarter, 18. These are not numbers that people have heard about. It's the best in 33 years. The S&P 500 increased by almost 20%, the best since 1998 for the quarter. And NASDAQ increased over 30%, the best since 1999. And we had a 50-month, if you look over a long period of time, a phenomenal number. But if you look since the election, we've gone up. The Dow went up close to 45%. The S&P 500 went up 47%, and NASDAQ Composite went up getting close to 100%. So these are numbers that are not numbers that other presidents would have, and they won't have it. The only thing that can kill it's a bad president or a president that wants to raise taxes. You want to raise taxes? This whole thing, your 401ks will drop down to nothing, and your stock market will drop down to nothing. This is not just luck, what's happening. This is a lot of talent. All of this incredible news is the result of historic actions my administration has taken working with our partners in Congress to rescue the U.S. economy from a horrible event that was formed, took place in China, and came here, and they could have stopped it. They could have stopped it. Nobody likes to write that, but they could have stopped it. They know it, and I know it. Through the Paycheck Protection Program, we've extended over $520 billion in loans to nearly 5 million small businesses, saving and supporting the jobs of tens of millions of American workers. This has been a tremendous success, levels that nobody's ever seen before. But we saved all of those jobs and all of those small businesses, and some will be large businesses soon, perhaps. We also rushed urgently needed relief to millions and millions of hardworking taxpayers. They got that directly, and we're working on a phase four. We're working with Congress. That work has started. Steve Mnuchin can give you a little briefing. Talking about payroll tax cuts. We're talking about more money being infused. And it comes back to us. It comes back. It's all coming back. It's coming back faster, bigger, and better than we ever thought possible. These are the numbers. These are not numbers made up by me. These are numbers. We've implemented an aggressive strategy to vanquish and kill the virus and protect Americans at the highest risk while allowing those at lower risk to return safely to work. That's what's happening. Our health experts continue to address the temporary hotspots in certain cities and counties, and we're working very hard on that. Where the relationship with the governors is very good. We made a call. Mike Pence made a call just yesterday and said, what do you need? Not one governor needed anything. They don't need anything. They have all the medical equipment they can have. Thank you, U.S. government. They have all of the ventilators they have. You know, we're giving many ventilators and selling in some cases and giving when needed. But we're the ventilator king. We're now producing thousands of ventilators, thousands of ventilators a week, and we're helping other countries. And other countries are desperately in need of ventilators because this is now at 189 countries. That changes all the time, that number. Our last count is 189 countries, and many of them don't have money, and they almost all of them don't have a capacity to build a ventilator, which is hard to build, very complex, very expensive, very big in many cases. We've done an incredible job. So we have assembly lines building ventilators, and we're building thousands a week. All of these people are working with governors and local officials to restore best practices, and that's what we've done. That includes face covering, social distancing, testing, and personal hygiene. Wash your hands. State officials will decide how rapidly to open their economies. That's largely up to them. If we see something that's egregious, we've gotten involved with a couple of them where we thought it was unfair. We'd like to see churches opened quickly. And some of them just don't want to do that. In New York, we got a great ruling from a judge. Thank you, Judge, that they can open. If these best practices are implemented, then the hot spots can be calmed quickly. And we understand this horrible disease right now. We didn't understand the disease at all. We did the right thing. We closed it up. We would have lost millions of lives. We've done a historic thing. We would have lost millions of lives. And now we're opening it up, and it's opening up far faster than anybody thought even possible, and more successfully. And as I said, you're going to have a fantastic third quarter. It'll be a third quarter the likes of which nobody has ever seen before, in my opinion. And the good thing is the numbers will be coming out just prior to the election, so people will be able to see those numbers. The fourth quarter, likewise, will be extremely good. And maybe most importantly, from the standpoint of our country itself, next year will be a historic year. Next year is going to be an incredible year for jobs, for companies, for growth, Things are happening like nobody would have thought possible. I do want to comment, Boeing, as you know, is moving along in their process. It's been a very hard process, a very complicated process, but they have made tremendous gains, and they're going for approvals on the aircraft, on the 737 MAX. They're also starting to do some real business, so I just want to congratulate Boeing. They've been through so much. I think it was probably the greatest company in the world. I used to say it was the greatest company in the world, and then it ran through a very tough period of time. But I just want to say that Boeing has made tremendous progress in a short period of time. And other companies I don't even have to talk about, because they're all setting records. Everyone, virtually every one of our great companies is setting records. So I want to thank everybody for being here today. These are...
Okay, Chris, let's get back to your part of all this. And with a pretty good report, the president's out doing the right thing right now and putting it in the Democrats' face about what a great economy. I don't see this trend stopping unless they can continue to play the hoax out with the new COVID patients in other states and keep these Democrat states all churned up. I think this bodes very badly, and I think it's going to have a huge, huge impact on what the problems are right now with California.
Well, California is an even more unique situation. I've been talking for, literally since 2018 that California's biggest problem is its goal is to be like China. They believe that this is, modern Marxists believe that, the old, competitive system of Republicans and Democrats, two parties, is inefficient, and you must have a social welfare state like China, because look what China's done. Well, China's hadn't done so good lately, and California, which sort of bet its whole future on its relationship with Asia and China, has really been hurting. If you take a look at Asia, Asia's not coming back like the United States is coming back. Quite the opposite. Asia may be putting up some numbers, and when you look internally, you see that China probably has something like 60 million unemployment right now. And in China, when you're unemployed, you are uneating. You understand the concept?
Oh,
Paul?
Yeah, really.
Yeah. I mean,
it's rather harsh.
The one thing I love about Marxist countries is they promise all these social welfare benefits, but if you go to collect them, they take a stick and beat you because you're obviously worthless and, shameful, and they don't want to pay it.
Because you're not working.
Yeah, but you should be out there doing some kind of begging or working for the commissar. But China right now faces another problem of a huge flood. People aren't talking about this, but the month of June was one of the heaviest rain months in China's history, and it takes 2 months in a row to really have incredible flooding for China. And the last really bad floods in China were 2016, and the really horrific floods in China were in 1998. So right now, China, the story you're probably going to start to hear bubble is that China's on the verge of having a two-month monsoon season that could absolutely flood the Yangtze River and, be like another COVID breakout there. So, California's been living off the benefits of the growth of China, and that's what's been killing the left and the liberals. They don't really invest in, productive enterprises here. All the factories got closed, and, of course, they're rationing water to farmers and, pretty much starving out the interior of California. But, California is bet on China, and that's turning out to be a very bad bet compared to what President Trump is betting on, which is America.
Right, right. I mean, and, of course, Newsom is certainly pro-Chinese. There's no question about it. I mean, remember that it was Newsom who rushed $1 billion of California money without approval by the legislature, because a dictator can do that, to China for masks. And, of course, these masks all came back flawed. That's another problem. But he was so anxious that they could get this Chinese car manufacturer to switch and make masks, kind of like what happened with what we were seeing with the change over in Michigan. I think it was a GM that changed one of their companies to make the masks, or they not the masks but the ventilators in record right. time. It was almost like there was a competition in the mind of Gavin Newsom. We got China, no, you got U.S. You know, it just wasn't working out, especially when they got the bogus numbers and looked like that Gavin Newsom was actually stealing the money from the people of California without proper authorization, which, shockingly, that brings us to the other matter. And you have a piece coming out, or it's out now, American Thinker. You want to comment on that? We got a couple minutes to do
that's
that.
That's right. I put a piece out today on American Thinker that said California's the piece is on American Thinker. I've got to look at my piece and see what I do. I write so many of these, Paul.
Which one is it?
I know. So California's balanced budget looks like Orange County before bankruptcy.
Yeah.
And, you know, that the smoke and mirrors of Orange County, you know, it was a AA rated credit. It was, you know, you can't have a decline in California in 1994 because it's a growth environment. And, you know, it's not like Detroit. Well, you know, literally California's most proud county, most successful county, AA credit rated on a Friday was, you know, the envy of the country. And on Monday was in bankruptcy court, taking a $2.6 billion loss. But part of that $2.6 billion loss was federal funds that were lost. So there was a lot of people, $750 million of, you know, for lawyers and bankers and accountants taking punishment. They had to pony back up. But they set a series of laws in place that make it really hard to commit accounting fraud and lose federal dollars. And California, amazingly, has a AA credit rating right now and is in violation of the audit laws and could be subject to either some kind of withholding, suspension, or actually termination of up to $80 billion of federal grants. So, you know, this is a very dicey situation. And no matter what happens to the economy, California just continues to do the craziest stuff when it comes to the way they run their government.
Well, you know, one of the ones we're going to talk about in the next hour, and I'll just sort of tease everybody with it right now, is the press conference that he held the other day, which I think was one of the most bizarre things that I've ever listened to. I only heard a little bit of it. I had to kind of like turn it off, like, what in the world? And anyway, but to show you the crazy behavior, and again, you've been very appropriate. I've been appropriate in predicting that in the end game for these folks, they're going to do just crazy, stupid stuff. So this is what we have here. This came out of came actually from one of our citizen journalists from the Associated Press. Says California creates, quote, strike teams to enforce virus limits. And it says California is creating strike teams from 10 state agencies to enforce guidelines designed to slow the spread of the coronavirus, Governor Gavin Newsom said on Wednesday. He said the teams would go after people that are thumbing their nose, that are particularly being aggressive and reticent to do anything. And it says he singled out bars, restaurants, meatpacking plants, and other facilities that he said may be putting employees as well as customers at risk. And the team's representatives are from the California Highway Patrol, the Division of Occupational Safety and Health, as well as people from the Alcohol Beverage Control, Barbering and Cosmetology, Business Oversight, Consumers Affairs. I mean, he's weaponizing these agencies to go after people that aren't wearing their masks.
Well, somebody running around with a pair of scissors and, you know, from the cosmetology agency telling you about healthcare.
Yeah, there you go. And the highway patrol, you know. Yeah, and they're not breaking any laws, but anyway, quickly.
These things are silly because you're really, the house is on fire and they're talking about, you know, using cosmetologists to enforce something to slow the economy. California is in for a gigantic crash, and looks to me like the rest of the country is just going to watch and say, that's really sad, but it's not our business.
Well, and you know, New California is right here, right now. So, anyway, Chris, thanks a lot. We got to run for time. Chris Street with us here on Agenda 21 Radio talking about the economy and all the things going on. Great, great news, actually. Great news going into the 4th of July. Love it. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, ncs51.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.